Tomorrow, organizers of Arizona Educators United are planning to disrupt the school day. The idea is instead of a walk out, teachers at Valley Schools will walk in, gathering at a designated spot on campus to talk with parents and community members about low teacher pay, crumbling school infrastructure, and school funding from the state. But tomorrow's protest does not rule out a full-scale teacher strike. Far from it, or so says Noah Corvellis, a music teacher at Tres Rios Elementary School and co-founder of Arizona Educators United, and he joins us now. Noah, let's start with tomorrow's walk-in. What will we see?
This Wednesday, you're going to see a lot of walk-ins. We're doing a statewide walk-in. We think we're going to have around 1,000 different individual school campuses participating. So teachers, parents, community members will come together and they'll talk before school hours about the different struggles that are going on and come to the realization that we're fighting for the same thing. We're fighting for these same kids. And then after that discussion takes place, the teachers and the parents and community members who have come, they walk through the hallways in solidarity together in just a bold show of support. So it's going to be a big event. We're expecting over 1,000 schools to participate, and it's going to be a huge show of solidarity. And it's going to show that this isn't just about teachers. This is about the community. This is about the businesses that are here. This is about the students. And that's a big piece for us.
These demonstrations have been going on for quite some time now. There have been protests at state capitals. Some districts, some schools have had teachers walk out. What is the goal? Have you changed your priorities? Are you still demanding a 20% pay increase for teachers?
Our priorities remain the same. So, yeah, the demands are still the same. What we're learning now is that the governor is going to continue to ignore us. And so that means that we need to take escalated action. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Have you gotten any response from the governor's office since you started these demonstrations?
We have not. He put out a statement, a pre-written statement, the night of our big rally at the Capitol. I think it was that last Wednesday now. And he said, essentially, you know, he's not going to do anything. He's going to ignore this. He's just going to maintain the status quo. And that is unacceptable.
How much of this is spurred by the walkout strikes that are going on in Oklahoma right now that went on in West Virginia before? Is this sort of becoming a national movement for teachers for education?
I think it is becoming a national movement. And to see that example of what happens when educators stand in solidarity and when community members stand in solidarity around their public schools, I mean, that sent a powerful message to educators across the nation, especially here in Arizona. We've been put in a corner and neglected and just backed into this position for too long. And now something has to change, and something will change.
So I know the idea behind these walk-ins was to show that Arizona teachers are not going to walk out of their classrooms. They want to stay in their classrooms. They want to continue teaching, to support their students,
yeah,
to support their schools. But you're saying now that a walkout, a strike, is not off the table.
It's not off the table. The fact of the matter is, for a lot of teachers, myself included, it's either do this, walk out of the classroom, or walk out of the state, walk out of the profession. We can't continue to go on, so we need a change. And if that change can only be brought by doing a walkout, then that's the action we'll take. We'll continue to escalate our actions.
Okay. What would push you over the edge? A continued lack of response from the governor's office?
Yeah, and we're looking very closely at not only what the governor says, but what our group is saying. We have 40,000 members who need and deserve answers, and so we're listening to their voices as well and seeing what they're doing on their campuses to gauge where we're at and what the mood is here. I can tell you overwhelmingly, there's a lot of support for continued escalated action.
Are you surprised that you haven't gotten any response or made any progress with the government at this point?
I am surprised. You know, it leaves me wondering, how much does it take? What do you have to do to have your voice heard by our governor as a teacher? It's disappointing, to say the very least.
So AZ merits are going on right now. I wonder how this is affecting your teaching, how all of this is affecting the atmosphere at the schools. Are the students aware of this? Is it making its way into the classrooms?
You know, they're aware, but the students are pretty resilient. They don't get too caught up in it, even my students. They kind of walk in, they say, hey, I saw you on the news, I heard about this, and then they move on. But I can tell you, a lot of them, it hits them in a deep kind of emotional place. I was talking to a fifth grader yesterday, and he was telling me, you know, it's not right. He was emotional. He said, it's not right what's happening to you. It's not right that my teachers don't get paid what they deserve. And he was going on and on. He just kept saying that, it's not right. It's not right. And I was sitting there listening to him, and I was wondering, what's the disconnect for our governor, that when I have a fifth grader who knows that it's not right that we're making this little amount of money and spending, you know, $500 on school supplies for our children, how does a fifth grader register that, and our governor continues to ignore that message?
All right. Noah Corvallis is a music teacher at Tres Rios Elementary School in Phoenix and the co-founder of Arizona Educators United. Noah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.